to introduce myself.
Please tell more louder that I can hear.
Okay. Just to introduce myself, I am beginning a radio program here in Houston that's called Yoga for Peace. And what we do is we try to educate people on the vastness of yoga and the different paths that one can take in order to reach peace. And so that people don't get so stuck into the hatha or the asana portion of yoga, that they understand that there are other avenues to expand and reach peace. So this is what the program is about. And we have interviewed, you know, swamis and other great souls that have come into town. And we play it on the radio so that people can learn. So that's what I'm about.
Yeah, but love.
हम कह रहे हैं कि ये योगा फॉर पीस रेडियो है. इन्होंने शुरू करा है योगा रेडियो स्टेशन, जिससे कि लोगों को समझ आए कि हठ योग को छोड़ करके और भी योगा के साधन हैं जिनसे भगवान को और शांति को प्राप्त कर सकते हैं. तो इसलिए आकर के जो अलग अलग स्वामी जी आते हैं जो अलग अलग आते हैं संत शहर में, उनकी इंटरव्यू करती हैं जाके अपने रेडियो स्टेशन पे, फिर प्ले करती हैं.
ठीक.
Very good. Am I speaking too fast?
No. It's
sometimes okay. Accent.
I don't have an accent. Okay. Well, I'll start with an introduction for the radio program, and then I have a few questions that I would like to ask.
Okay.
There are several paths in yoga, and we hope to discuss all of them at some point in Yoga for Peace Radio. One of those paths is called bhakti, or the path of devotion. We're fortunate to have His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj here to help us to better understand this yogic path of devotion. Maharaj is a great Vaishnava saint who has circled the globe 25 times with his simple message of love and devotion that has attracted the hearts and souls of millions. At the age of 87, he is the most revered and eldest Vaishnava teacher to ever visit the Western world. To date, he has written over 50 books, which have been translated into several languages by his followers. For over half a century, Srila Narayana Maharaja has demonstrated and exemplified the pure life of utter dedication and loving service. Namaste, Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj.
नमस्ते बोल रहे हैं आपको. नमस्ते.
नमस्ते.
हाँ, वो रिकॉर्ड कर रहे हैं, ये रेडियो स्टेशन पे प्ले करेंगे, इसको अभी रिकॉर्डिंग कर रहे हैं.
To start, I would like to congratulate you on the title of the cultural ambassador of the city of Houston as bestowed by our mayor to you in the year 2004. Congratulations.
आपको जो अवार्ड दिया था यहाँ के मेयर ने 2004 में, कल्चरल एम्बेसडर ऑफ ह्यूस्टन, सो शी इज कांग्रेचुलेटिंग यू ऑन दैट.
नो, थैंक यू.
यू आर क्वाइट वेलकम. सो टू बिगिन, आई हैव अ फ्यू क्वेश्चंस.
हाउ यू सीन यू?
देयर वाज एन आर्टिकल इन द न्यूज़पेपर एंड वी सेंट सम इंफॉर्मेशन.
एंड आई रीड इट ऑन द इंटरनेट टू.
दे हैव गिवन मी सिटीजनशिप आल्सो of America.
What did they give you?
Citizenship of America.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Then you're welcome to come here anytime. The door's open. So, I have some basic questions for you. Why should people practice yoga?
What? Why should people practice yoga?
Oh. Generally, we see everywhere in this world, especially in China, China ke paas chota,
Korea, Taiwan,
Taipei,
and other countries, Japan, I have seen, they do physical exercises to maintain their body strong and durable, and it may be that that for some time their body may be like that. They may be strong. No rogue also.
No disease.
And some long period they can live in this world. But one day, they must be old. And then where yoga will go? Exercise? They cannot do exercise. So, for time being, it is somewhat we should do to protect our body from diseases and to make it strong. It is all right. But really, this is the exercise of physical body, no yoga. What is yoga? Yoga means where there are two
things.
Things.
Two entities, right? Yoga means addition, add.
Two things, and we add them
together,
then it becomes yoga. This word has come from Indian Sanskrit language. Now everywhere yoga is very famous. So yoga means to make two things together. What two things? They don't know. We know. Because we are practicing. There is soul in this body. We are not this big body. Only this is a bag of urine, blood, stool and other things. And one day you will have to give up. But in this human body, a soul, soul means we, you, myself, soul, and super soul, Supreme Lord, they both are there. If anyone, by bhakti yoga, they will practice and they will know himself, I'm soul, and I'm part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Then, by love and affection, they are mixed. They are become together.
United.
Understand?
Yes.
By love and affection, like if you want to make a wall, then after bricks, there must be something cement. So if we want to have any connection with Supreme Lord, then prem should be there. Prem means love and affection. By love and affection, we can be together with Krishna and we will serve him, and after serving, the result will be what? This body, which is a bag of stool and urine, forever it will go. And inside, very beautifully strong, everlasting, no old age, no death, no birth, very beautiful form is there. And from that very body, we will serve beautiful Lord, Supreme Lord. This is called yoga, and effect of this yoga will have not to come in this world again, to be old and to die.
Very good. Yes, the reason to practice yoga is to...
But one thing, for time being, we should try to keep our body strong and well. So this exercise should be yoga. Also, we should accept, no harm. But really that bhakti yoga should be there. And this is real yoga.
In combination with the exercise.
Right, so hatha yoga along with bhakti yoga. So hatha yoga is for maintaining the body and bhakti yoga for the soul, for the spiritual advancement.
Mm-hmm. We are not body, so this yoga is for only
physical body.
Physical body.
Okay, well then that would lead me to the next question, which you may have already answered in part. And that is that India has very many bhakti yoga practitioners. And do you think that bhakti yoga is a practical path for the West?
In India, there are many people who practice bhakti yoga. But for the Western people, do you think it's a practical way? Can they practice bhakti yoga in the Western countries? India people know they do it, but can people in
Not Western only countries? In Western countries, for whole world, where there are living souls, oh, it can be practical. Here also, we are traveling whole world. I have traveled world about 24 times whole world. And each and every country, I go and preach this bhakti yoga. And by example, I show them. And lakhs,
thousands
of persons are accepting and they are very happy. Very happy.
Universal.
I think millions of devotees mm-hmm. are following me and they are practicing practical bhakti yoga. Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Universal. It is universal.
Universal.
Universal. Then can Christians follow the bhakti path and still practice their religion?
Can Christian, jo Isai log hai Christian, can they continue practicing their religion but still practice bhakti yoga?
Nation.
Jo Isai log hai Christians, Isai log hai, wo apna dharm palan karte karte bhi bhakti ke principles ko follow kar sakte hai kya?
Yes, really. What Jesus Christ told, it is very good. And that is comes in the category of bhakti yoga. But nowadays we see that the Christians are not following totally. In this bhakti yoga, pure
food
is required. We should not take
meat.
Eggs, wine,
fishes,
smoking, all these things. If you will take and do bhakti yoga, then it will not be
favorable.
We cannot do bhakti yoga. So they don't follow this. If they will follow, not taking meat, eggs, smoking, wine,
fish,
and then thinking that Supreme Lord has shape, form, transcendental form. He is so beautiful and He is so merciful. By bhakti yoga we can see that Lord. Then they can practice.
Masar artha bole din? Masar artha, mangsar artha bole din? Meat.
Oh. Meat means M-E-A-T. M-E-M-E, eat, to whom you are eating, they will eat you.
Meat.
So don't take meat.
This is karma.
X means, oh, what? Garbh?
Womb.
X.
A child in womb is called eggs. If you are taking, then doing against the will of Supreme Lord. He has not created all these things to eat. He has created milk, sugar, ghee,
fruits,
Fruits, so many fruits, vegetables, curds, unlimited things here. We should not take eggs, meat, wine, and smoking.
So what do you, how do you feel about the poor treatment of the cows in this country in order to extract the milk from the cow? Do you feel that that milk is still pure?
कहने इस देश में cows को गायों को बहुत बुरी तरह से treat करके उनको hormones दे दे करके उनको बड़ा किया जाता है कि उनसे दूध निकालें. तो ये क्या ठीक बात है ये?
नहीं, this is very wrong thing. Cruelty. Supreme Lord will punish them surely. They will be like cows. And then cows will be person and they will do same thing. Everything have reaction, good or bad. So we should not do.
So we should avoid the milk that's in the grocery stores then, is what you're saying?
जो ये grocery store में दूध देते हैं जो कि गलत तरीके से गायों को मार मार के उनको मीट खिला कर के दूध निकालते हैं, वो दूध नहीं पीना चाहिए.
नहीं, that is like meat. We should not take.
I agree. Very much. So, you've answered a lot of my questions. One would be, how can...
ऐसा दूध तुम लोग मत लाना. को खबरदार, ना हम बिना दूध के रहेंगे, बिना दही के रहेंगे, किंतु ऐसा दूध और हमको नहीं चाहिए.
Gurudev, there is also cows that are well treated, organic.
Then there, in Holland I have seen millions of cows. Oh, very, very big, big.
They jump and they run around in the...
That we can take.
But unless you can go and see that they're actually being treated that way in this country and many other places, it's difficult to know. Because just because they say that it's organic doesn't mean that they're
it's
treated.
Organic, right.
It just means that they're being fed different food,
right.
But they're
you
being.
You can keep your own cow.
Yes, well, that would be the surefire way to guarantee. But then, how do you keep her pregnant?
We have prepared so many cows in our ashram.
In our monastery, yeah.
So many cows. And we give them proper food, proper everything, and give milk to their calves, and then taking
milk. They've been doing that for years, with one calf only.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is you give it to the calf first,
right.
And then you take what's left, yes. So how can yoga, or bhakti yoga, contribute to peace personally and globally?
What?
भक्ति से किस प्रकार से व्यक्ति इंडिविजुअली खुद शांत हो सकता है और सारा संसार शांति को प्राप्त कर सकता है भक्ति के द्वारा. इसमें नाम संकीर्तन का महिमा बता सकते हैं.
भक्ति योग इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल रिलीजन ऑफ ऑल सोल्स. अंडरस्टैंड, ट्रांसेंडेंटल. And it is natural for soul to serve Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Lord, we think. God is love and love is God. So Krishna is himself, love. So if anyone serves him, he becomes fully happy and love of pure love and affection. And he becomes very happy. He never becomes unhappy because in that transcendental world, no rogues,
no disease,
no old age, no any kind of problem. Happiness and happiness. So he will be eternally happy.
Sansar kaise sukhi ho sakta hai bhakti se? Sansar kaise sukhi ho sakta hai bhakti ke madhyam se?
Haan, if the persons who will follow bhakti yoga, very easy bhakti yoga. Oh God, you are very merciful. Be merciful to me. And chanting his names. In names he has Supreme Lord, very powerful. In a moment he can destroy millions of universes and again create millions of universes. He is causeless, merciful. He has all good qualities. So he has invested his all power, all mercy, and all qualities in his names. So names are very powerful. If we will chant and meditate name, that is we do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Or any name in their language in Western or Eastern countries, we can chant. And very easily doing pranam.
Obeisances. Respectful.
Very easily we can have bhakti yoga. We will be liberated from this world and happy forever.
So they can chant Jesus' name and have the same effect as chanting Krishna's name?
Jesus is not God, Supreme Lord. He is
Son of God.
Son of God. So Son is Father, has some shape. Because in Bible it has been written in first chapter. God created man after his own image. If God has no image, how he can create humans? And in the same time, in that form, he has so many qualities that I told. All qualities are there.
So other names can be also meditated upon.
Christians, they should Supreme Lord like this, or what they called, I
Jehovah,
don't.
Jehovah.
Christ.
Jehovah.
Huh?
They call Jehovah. Yahweh. Jehovah.
And?
Christ.
And Christ.
Christ, not so much.
Christ, they tell?
Christ.
Christ means once in the young age, Jesus went to India and he went over all sacred places. In Vrindavan, from where we are coming, he heard the name of Krishna, Supreme Lord, and his form he saw. And then in South India he went, they call Krishna. And from Krishna, Krishna. And from Krishna, Christ. So same Christ is like same like Krishna. So Christ we can tell, or Jehovah, or what they know her.
Allah
and Brahma. Allah means there is nothing
greater than
them. So he is Allah or Brahma. So he is bigger. But one thing, we called Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Brahma has no figure. Nothing, no quality. This is the Brahmi's jyoti of
effulgence.
Of
the nails of the Lord.
Valdi. Like sun rays and
sun.
Light has no form. But there is anything. So Brahma is and Allah is like that. But Bhagavan, oh, he has form, all qualities, and very merciful. So any name, Allah will do, Khuda will do,
Buddha,
Christ will do.
Yes, that's how peace can come globally when everyone realizes that it's all the same.
कि जब सब लोग ये समझेंगे कि हाँ सब भगवान के नाम एक जैसे ही हैं तो लोग लड़ना बंद करेंगे और तभी विश्व शांति हो सकती
है। By this all will be peaceful, not quarreling, not cutting animals, because they are also souls. We are soul. By this we can be happy.
That sounds good to me. Another question was, do you believe that the bhakti practice has contributed to your good health and your longevity?
वो पूछ रही हैं कि आप ऐसा मानते हो कि आप क्योंकि भक्ति योग practice करते हो तो उसके कारण से आप इतने प्रसन्नचित हो और आपकी उम्र इतनी लंबी है क्या भक्ति योग का इसके का प्रभाव है ये?
हो सकता है. That may be. By this, I'm always happy, traveling whole world, writing so many books, preaching everywhere bhakti yoga, and I'm happy. I have no worldly any desires. I have given up forever. Really, I have no home, without home. But this is my home. Everywhere is my home. I have no wife. But I have millions of daughters and sons. All are my daughters.
Yes. You have a very loving family.
I don't bhed.
Discriminate.
Hindu, Christian, Isai, Bauddha, no.
Black,
I know red, that they are soul.
Chinese, yellow.
Sons of God, daughters of God.
So, one more question. How can one find their true teacher?
सच्चा गुरु हम कैसे ढूंढ सकते हैं?
Very, very rare. There are some symptoms of guru. She should know all the Vedic literature. He should be expert that he can remove the doubt of disciples. A guru should have realization of God so that he can give God from his heart to others. And next, he should be detached from worldly desires. That kind of guru, very rare. But if you pray God with Nishkapat Hirdaya.
With a clean heart.
That, oh God, you are merciful. Please arrange that I can search a guru like that. Then he is very merciful. Anyhow he will arrange and that guru will come to your door and he will tell everything.
The key is to be
of the desire
pure of heart in your desire.
Yes. Yeah. Simple heart. इच्छा कि अगर इच्छा हो और प्योर
जरूर.
So and then the guru comes.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I don't want to keep you very long. I've kept you a long time already, but I just want to go ahead and ask you if you have a final message that you would like to give the listeners of the radio program?
कोई एक आपका कोई फाइनल संदेश है जो आप सारे सुनने वालों को देना चाहेंगे जो रेडियो प्रोग्राम सुन रहे हैं उनको कोई संदेश देना चाहेंगे?
If a man want to be happy, they must follow bhakti yoga. Without chanting name of Supreme Lord, in this world anyone cannot be happy. Never and never. And to chant name, they should give up eating meat, eggs, drinking wine, smoking and other bad things. They should not cut animals. They should not give any
pain
to animals or any
living entity.
And thus they can be happy. This is my I pray, Lord, that all should be happy. All should be without rogue.
Also,
you should be happy in your life and realize God.
That's the key. And it seems as though you've taught your disciples very well because they can fill in your sentences for you.
Very expert.
Yeah.
He's his personal assistant. Uh-huh. Even if he's dozing off, he can keep reciting things.
He just keep going.
He's been serving Maharaj for 30 years, non-stop for 30 years.
Excellent.
My age is now 87.
87. Oh, okay.
But still, they have kept me like so that I can travel and I can write and everything.
And you're going to continue to travel?
Yeah.
If I am citizenship now, India and also here,
America.
I will have to come.
Yes.
Here also.
Very good. Very good. It has been a wonderful, wonderful pleasure, and thank you so much. And a great, great honor to meet you. I really do appreciate this time that you've given me. It's been wonderful, and I hope that this message can get out to others. And I just thank you so very much. Thank you. Namaste.
You can come for the festival, which is in...
If you have time, you are most welcome. You will be our honorable guest.
Thank you. What happened?
Very good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this time.
For Guru, many come to Western countries and they say, I am God, you are God.
Are foolish, totally foolish. Idiot number one. If they are God, why they are dying? Why they become old? Why they search up money making? Why? God is not. By wish he can do anything. Can they do?
Yes.
They are cheating to themselves and others. God, G, generator of whole world. O,
operator.
And D, destructor.
Yes.
He is God. You cannot do anything. Those who are telling that I am God, they cannot do anything.
Yes.
They are bound to be old and die.
Mm-hmm.
God has no rogue, disease. No disease, no old age, no death, nothing.
He doesn't need an airplane to fly around.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. That's what I was thinking.